A new analysis of Pentagon procurement data shows a years-long drawdown in defense contract spending has ended. But as Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, most of the spending increases have been for military hardware, and R&D spending has yet to make a comeback.
The analysis, based on data in the government's federal procurement data system, shows that DoD contract obligations declined every single year from 2009 to 2015, from $414 billion to $278 billion. The slowdown in contracting outpaced the overall drawdown in defense spending, but the decline started to slow in 2015 and reversed itself last year. Newly available data shows the Pentagon spent $296 billion on goods and services in 2016. Andrew Hunter is a senior fellow at CSIS and a co-author of the report.
It went up 7%, which is a pretty, actually, definitely exceeded my expectations. So we knew the budget turned around and starting in 2015, and you knew that it would eventually show up in the contract data, but the 7% increase in 2016 definitely exceeded my expectations.
The contracting rebound was driven almost entirely by increased spending on major weapon systems. Overall, spending on products was up 12% compared to 2015. Service contract spending grew by a meager 2%, but any growth is significant following a 23% drop between 2012 and 2015. Perhaps most worrying for the future health of DoD's technology base, though, R&D spending remained flat after having fallen by 36% between 2012 and 2015.
And the particular stage of contract spending, which we call the weapon systems pipeline, particularly the 6-5 account for SDD, it continues to decline. So we've called it a 7-year trough, maybe have to start saying a 9-year trough, but you can see that the development of new weapon systems has simply has been decreasing increasingly over time, and there's no recovery yet in sight. And that'll be a real issue for the new administration coming in.
Hunter says some of the decline in late-stage R&D can be explained by the cancellation of massive programs like the Army's Future Combat System and the F-35's graduation from the development stage to actual production. But the military has moved very few new systems into the product pipeline over the last several years, and funds for advanced technology development and system development and demonstration have fallen by two-thirds since 2009. However, spending on early-stage R&D, including basic and applied research, has stayed relatively stable. Frank Kendall, the Pentagon's most recent Undersecretary for Acquisition Technology and Logistics, says that's the result of deliberate decisions DoD made after the Budget Control Act started to constrain the department's overall budget.
What we were able to do in our last couple of budgets, and Secretary Carter and Deputy Secretary Work both really helped us move in this direction, was to do a number of things to advance technology and to experiment with concepts that could then be taken into products and then fielded and taken into production. We funded the most inexpensive part of the product life cycle, which is the early risk reduction phase. It's proof of principle, basically. It is not a program. All those demonstrations that DIUX is talking about and SCO is talking about, and that the long-range R&D planning activity that Steve Welby, who's here, did, those are all early stage, relatively inexpensive demonstrations. What the department really needs to do is make some decisions about which of those concepts it's actually going to field and to get the money into the budget to move them forward and field them.
And although the new administration has pledged to increase the defense budget and rebuild the military, it's far too early to know where exactly it will focus the government's contract dollars. Sean O'Keefe, the former Navy Secretary, Pentagon Comptroller, and NASA Administrator, says until the administration develops a focused strategy and describes the precise ways in which it wants to rebuild military capabilities, no amount of money will be enough.
The vice chiefs all testified to the proposition that a baseline budget would be woefully deficient and that an increase to what has been proposed by the administration formally will do a marginal improvement to begin that rebuilding, if you will. The size of the unfunded requirements will always exceed whatever the amount is that's determined to be part of any budgetary framework. And absent a strategy which specifically articulates where those priorities would be on whatever increase from a current level or a baseline that you would seek to pursue, that then it becomes an auction, or it becomes a circumstance in which everything improves marginally, but none of it successfully in order to achieve any goal that might be articulated moving forward.
It's also unclear what a buildup in defense spending will mean to the defense industry. Hunter says the report shows that out of DOD's total expenditures over the past 9 years, contracts were squeezed disproportionately within a declining budget. Contracts made up 56% of all DOD's obligations in 2008. That figure fell steadily before flattening out in 2015 at 46%.
The market share of the DOD budget that goes to contract spending has declined by about 10%. Now, we don't know for sure that whether that is going to turn around or change now that the budget's starting to grow again. But it is a huge difference, and I think of great interest certainly to defense industry about the opportunity for them in the DOD budget.
Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.